Davenport, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News not yet projecting a winner in this year's presidential race, but addressing supporters in Palm Springs, Florida, former President Trump claimed victory.
We overcame obstacles that nobody thought possible, and it is now clear that we've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened.
There's a lot of discontent about the economy.
Joe Biden's 40% approval rating is the lowest for an incumbent president since George W. Bush in 2008. That same election, at the start of the Great Recession, 42% in exit polls said they had gotten worse off financially under the current administration. That percentage was higher in 2024. 45% of people told exit polls they had gotten worse off financially under the Biden administration.
ABC's Brian Clark. Vice President Harris to address supporters later today. This is ABC News. His intent unclear. A man is in U.S. Capitol Police custody after apparently trying to get in with a flammable substance. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger.
One of the officers noticed a faint odor of gasoline, and when they pulled the backpack off the conveyor belt, they noticed a much stronger scent of gasoline. At that point, the subject was detained.
Manger says this episode is not believed to be related to the election. Investigators say the man told them he had papers with him he wanted to deliver to Congress. From Tulsa, word that Viola Fletcher voted on Tuesday. At 110 years of age, she's the oldest living survivor of the Tulsa race massacre in 1921. Earlier, 109-year-old survivor Lessie Benningfield Randall voted. Both ladies say they voted for Vice President Harris. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
Hey, makeup. Do I rate?
You absolutely. I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Badgers prepare for Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, the Badgers men's team hosts Montana State tomorrow night. Head coach Greg Gard on all the new faces on his bench this year.
You look across college basketball, I'm watching a little bit of Purdue. I think we all go through it, probably even more so in today's world, just because of the transient nature of everybody's roster that you're learning on the fly.
Last night,